Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary, with hosts Mary Ann Jepson is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic
Welcome
Radio AM
820. Welcome to the Family Sanctuary, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic
with
Radio
Mary Ann Jepson
AM
and Peggy
820.
Hartshorn are available
I'm your host
at
for today's program, Peggy
com.
Hartshorn, Chairman of the Board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. And we have a particularly interesting and timely subject for you today, and a wonderful guest who is the founder and National Executive Director of American Heritage Girls, Patty Garibay. And I'm so excited about interviewing Patty and having her tell her story, because as you know, my life commitment in pro-life, one of the major things that is on my heart is the beauty of our womanhood and how God created us to be as women, and protecting and creating and helping that vision to develop in young girls, and to try to help them to counter some of the attacks on their womanhood that are so prevalent in our culture today. And so Patty's mission and the mission of American Heritage Girls is particularly interesting and powerful, I believe. And I'm so grateful. Patty, thank you so much for being our guest on the program today.
It is my pleasure, Peggy, to be with you today.
And Patty, you founded American Heritage Girls in 1995, and we're so thankful that we do have American Heritage Girls chapters here in our diocese, and not enough, I'm sure. But tell us a little bit about why you founded American Heritage Girls, and as really and truly the alternative to the Girl Scouts, because you grew up in Girl Scouts, you actually were a volunteer in scouting for over 12 years, a Girl Scout volunteer. You excelled in that, had numerous recognitions, appeared that you were truly committed to that approach for helping our young girls and women. And what happened, and why did you found American Heritage Girls?
Well, it certainly wasn't something I planned to do, Peggy, but something I was called to do. In 1993, I was serving the Girl Scouts, as I had been for the 11 years prior, and serving as part of my ministry to share the faith of the Christian faith with kiddos, you know, with young ladies. As you had mentioned, my mom had been my leader, and I had had my troop meetings in my parochial school, and it was really impactful because Girl Scouting is impactful. And it made a difference in my life and helped me with leadership and also to understand how important my faith was every day, not just on Sundays. And so when in 1993, the Girl Scouts of the United States of America proposed a, a proposal to its membership to change the Girl Scout promise from having to have a duty to God or a promise to serve God, that you could now replace it with whatever word you believed in. Now, that could be a tree, or it could be Jesus, or it could be nothing at all. And so that was a radical change in my mind, a foundational change, and a Pandora's box.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to investigate, why would the Girl Scouts USA make such a drastic change from its 1912 foundings, that Julia Gordon Lowe had always had that duty to God as an important piece of the Girl Scout promise? And some of the things that I found, Peggy, were absolutely alarming.
You found, when you're saying that you found why they would change that, what
right.
led up to this? You started investigating, why would they make such a profound change from one of the principles of the founders of the Girl Scouts?
Well, it was alarming to start to really investigate. You know, as a troop leader, we're so busy. We're raising our own families, and we're often just going through the motions of doing
sure.
troop meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I started to really investigate what was going on in the girl handbooks and also what kind of relationships were being formed on the national and local levels. I also had a discovery around a sexuality education retreat that the Girl Scouts was sponsoring in my very own community of Cincinnati, Ohio. I was alarmed at all these findings. Not only did I find moral relativism throughout the handbooks, but I also found out from this sexuality camp of which my daughter had been invited that they were teaching about all kinds of transgender and lesbian and gay lifestyles, as well as promoting birth control and abortion to girls in 7th and 8th grade. This started to make sense to me now with this programming. Of course God can't be part of it anymore, because God would not approve of these kinds of moral relativism in Girl Scout programming, nor would he approve of a sexuality education that was information-based without any morality at all. Mm. So for us, we had to decide what were we to do. And honestly, Peggy, I thought that this would just be a little program, American Heritage Girls, for my daughter. It was my third daughter. I thought, once she's through those formative years, I can stop and it'll be okay. She will be able to fly. Boy, the Lord had a different plan for me. Here we are 22 years later, and American Heritage Girls has really blossomed across the nation and even internationally.
Wow. It was an idea whose time had definitely come, that we needed an alternative to what was happening within the Girl Scouts of America. And it's so sad. I remember, Patty, when some of that was happening myself, because being involved in pro-life and particularly in pregnancy help centers, where we're really stressing a vision of our gift of fertility, how we need to protect and guard that and use that within marriage and according to God's plan. That's always been so much a part of our mission in pregnancy help around the world. And we realized even back then what was happening within the Girl Scouts, and that, frankly, the promoters of a whole different view of so-called reproductive health, which is not healthy at all, Planned Parenthood, we knew that they were developing a relationship with the Girl Scouts of America. And so we also saw this happening, and just commend you. It's amazing what you have accomplished as the founder and national executive director, or I should say what God has accomplished through the vision and the call that he gave you. It's really a beautiful thing to see. And I know that you must have come under attack for this kind of a faith-based alternative. It wasn't something I'm sure that the Girl Scouts welcomed. And as you've grown and developed, and I understand that the American Heritage Girls have become quite a powerful alternative in many of our dioceses for the Girl Scouts. Has there been pushback from the Girl Scouts? Have you come under attack?
Well, you know what? In the early days, it was one of those hard things. It was a hard choice for me as a mom who liked to be liked by others, mm-hmm. to take such a stand. And you know, there was the common comment that would be like, "You're making a mountain out of a molehill." We can still have our church, our troop that would be based on Judeo-Christian values, and we can do that. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, you can't serve and represent an organization that doesn't represent you any longer. Mm-hmm. How can that be? And so my moral barometer has always been rather strong, and I believe the Lord has called me to this because of that discernment. And that is not to say that, you know, there are a lot of wonderful Girl Scout troops across the nation with dedicated volunteers. However, when the mission has crept as it has, and when the leadership is no longer aligned with Christian values, you got to look in the mirror and you got to say, you know what? Maybe it is time to do something different. This is no longer representative. You know, in Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it." I think the choices we make today for our kids are ones that we will be accountable for, and mm-hmm. I think it's important. You know, I love recently what Archbishop Nauman said. He, of course, is the Archbishop of the Diocese of Kansas City, and he recently has come out and has, you know, God bless him. He has done a really, really strong action that he has been criticized a lot around, but also I pray that he is receiving accolades as well to say thank you for taking a stand. But he, you know, he says the Girl Scouts are kind of an iconic institution and certainly not one I was relishing distancing ourselves from. He goes on and says, "We're going to have to be much more vigilant as Christians and as Catholics about with whom we partner and who we invite in, particularly with regard to the formation of our young people." I love what he said there, Peggy, mm-hmm. because it's so integral that all those decisions that we make for faith formation and even for extracurricular activities are going to matter to the character development of our daughters. And so this is important stuff, and I'm glad we're talking about it today.
Sure. Well, if there are listeners, Patty, who maybe haven't even heard this about the Girl Scouts, they don't really realize that this is the situation, and they maybe can't believe it. Like you, they had a positive experience as a child, a young woman in the Girl Scouts. Where can they find the research that has been done on what you're telling us about the Girl Scouts and their change in mission? Is it on your website?
Oh, no. It is not. It is, you know, my goal is not to denigrate the Girl Scouts, but we do have people, almost all of our members and all the people interested in troops have had an experience in Girl Scouting, or they have heard enough that they know they don't want to go there. But mm-hmm. they do talk about a couple websites, and I can share that. I haven't visited these websites in a very long time, but I know that they're still up.
Mm-hmm. The reason I ask, I think because I had heard, I think that the Archdiocese or the Kansas City Diocese does have it on their website. I think I've heard that because of the research that Archbishop Nauman has done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe it's on their scouting page. And I also have heard from callers at mygirlscoutcouncil.com is one that is full of factual information that okay. can be done for research. So that might be helpful.
Good. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the ways that American Heritage Girls actually does carry out its mission and many of the ways that it is unique as an institution for young girls that will really help them become the women that God created them to be.
Absolutely. American Heritage Girls has what we call a multi-level program, which allows girls of the same family of all ages to be in the same troop.
Oh, that's nice.
It is so nice. I had three daughters of my own, and they all wanted me to be their leader of their Girl Scout troop, and so I had to have three different meetings throughout the week to be able to be their leader. And so I thought when we were starting American Heritage Girls, there's got to be a better way. And so we used the multi-level approach, which actually is very much like a Titus II approach, where older girls are mentoring younger girls and younger girls are looking up to older girls and retaining, staying in a troop because they want to be like that girl one day. And it makes for very family-friendly and also very volunteer-laden because moms want to come and help out with their girls and be part of the action here. American Heritage Girls has six program emphases, one of which is badge, life skill enhancement, we call it, and those are the badges that we all know with scouting. But also there's other areas, such as spiritual formation, and that's where the Catholic Committee is so integral to American Heritage Girls. There we have created lots of program around the Catholic faith, which includes a Year of Mercy patch from last year when the Pope called last year the Year of Mercy. We created a patch that the girls could earn, and also this year, the Fatima patch to celebrate the visage that occurred in Fatima of our Holy Mother. And so there's lots of activities that are very intrinsic to the Catholic faith, as well as being able to earn badges that are Christ-centered, that are not going to be against or in contradiction of the faith that we want our girls to have in their hearts. So AHG is an undergirding of what the church is doing already and certainly helps to act as a tool for parents in their toolbox to help raise up godly girls.
Wow. And I know you describe American Heritage Girls as faith-based and interdenominational, so that it's not just for Catholics. That's right. It's for Christian girls despite whatever denomination they may be a part of. Is that correct?
Actually, you know what, Peggy? It's for all girls. It's for
good.
All girls. However, our leaders, just like in a biblical sense, our leaders are called to a higher standard. They are actually approved by the charter organization. So if you have a parish or if you even have a Protestant church that is going to want to charter or own this troop for their youth mission and their youth ministry, they may do so, and they actually choose the leaders that will be serving in these very important roles, because, you know, these are impactful roles. They are actually eternally impactful, and to have the right women and men mentoring our girls is very important. So for the girls, any girl can join. As a matter of fact, that's the beauty of it. It truly is an outreach. For the adults, yes, they must agree with a general statement of faith on which the Catholic faith can also be amended to it. So it's just a beautiful ecumenical, truly, experiment, so to speak, has been working and blessing families for many, many years.
Well, that's great. Let me reintroduce, if you just joined our program, our guest today is Patty Garibay, who is the founder and the National Executive Director of American Heritage Girls, which is the faith-based, interdenominational, ecumenical alternative to the Girl Scouts. So we've been talking about Patty's experience as a Girl Scout herself growing up. Her mother was her leader. But as she became an adult and became a Girl Scout leader herself, she discovered that in 1993, she discovered that they truly had changed some of their founding principles, including replacing the duty to God, which has always been a part of their pledge, with duty to whatever someone wanted to express. So what happens then? What amazing, phenomenal foundational change in the Girl Scouts. And God called Patty and has continued to call her to develop and lead the American Heritage Girls, which, tell us, Patty, how many either chartering organizations or actual troops do you have of American Heritage Girls now around the country?
Right. This year alone, we have 1,025 troops, which represents over 48,000 members across the nation. And as far as dioceses go, in archdiocese, we have representation in over 50% of the dioceses and archdioceses across the nation where there's at least one troop and sometimes many. We have had archdioceses actually say we want American Heritage Girls to be our faith formation scouting ministry. We've also had other dioceses say we would like to welcome them in to be part of our scouting movement. So there's a lot of interest coming from all over the country of wanting this Christ-centered program that is not only great programmatically, but it also keeps girls so interested because we offer all the things like camping and life skills and social development as well as spiritual development and leadership opportunities that it's hard to get in the school situation. And so these are really precious, precious times and meetings and environments for young women to really just spread their wings and grow.
And that's great that you can do it within the family. Like you said, Patty said earlier that girls of different ages in the same family can be in the same troop. And what a great thing for the moms who can also volunteer and be involved. Just an exciting thing for them to be able to have so many great role models as well. Well, tell us some more, Patty, about, I understand you've got some, is your highest award called the Stars and Stripes Award? Is that correct?
It is. It's what we call our Pinnacle Award, and it is an amazing award, very much, if you may be familiar with an Eagle Award, very much like that, except for one major difference. The girls' faith formation badge must be earned as well. So their Catholic medal, if they're Catholic or they're Protestant, award must be earned in addition because we believe that the spiritual development aspect of a girl is integral, particularly when they are being armed or armored to go on into college and to be able to defend their faith and to continue to follow their walk in Christ. And so the girls give a 100-hour-plus service project to a group that they have a lot of passion around, and I'll tell you, the big one for us is pregnancy care centers.
Yay.
There was even you would love to hear that, Peggy, because one of the girls actually said, you know, I'm in a Christian school, and we don't have a pro-life club, and these girls need to know, especially in high school, that pro-life is the only way to go. And so she developed a pro-life club as part of her Stars and Stripes, and others did collections, and they've also done improvements to pregnancy care homes, and lots of activity around that. As a matter of fact, our best-selling and largest-selling patch program, this is different than a badge, a patch program is our Respect Life patch. And this is such a blessing to see the girls really wanting to be involved. You know, I do believe this is the pro-life generation, and I hope you're feeling that too, Peggy, the excitement around the youth.
Yes,
in regards to life. It's so amazing. As a matter of fact, it was such a blessing for our own girls, American Heritage girls, to open up the March for Life in Washington, D.C. this year.
I was there, and I saw you. That was beautiful. All those beautiful girls on the stage. And one thing I thought, they wanted to show off their uniform, so they didn't have any coats on. And I was so worried about them, but they did beautifully.
That's right.
All that energy of youth kept them warm. Oh, that was so inspirational to see them opening up the March for Life. I'm so glad you were able to do that. And that was very inspiring to all of us.
Good. And we thank you for your work on that.
Well, thank you.
This Saturday is our Cross the Bridge for Life here in Cincinnati, and the girls again will be leading the march across the Purple People Bridge for the March for Life on June 4th. So we are very happy to teach the girls in the way they should go, as I had mentioned earlier, and particularly around this issue, as well as other moral issues. And I don't believe that this whole right to life thing is just a social issue, like people want to put us in a box. It's a moral issue. Mm-hmm. It's a God issue. God cares about this issue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if girls are interested, you mentioned you've got a patch, you've got patches, you've got badges, and then that ultimately leads up to some of your highest award, which is a community service-based type of award, like I have heard of the Eagle Scouting Awards. That's beautiful. And then you mentioned they have to get their faith badge or their faith requirement. What does that consist of, Patty?
Ooh, well, it depends on the age. Now, for the older girl, they've got quite a bit that they're going to learn about the Catholic Church in their community in that situation. So they're going to be learning not just about their faith, but also how to put legs on their faith. And so what does it look like to be a Catholic serving in the community? And so a lot of information around Catholics, the opportunities on how they can serve and how they can meet needs like Jesus would want us to do. And that's what they're learning mostly about. In the younger age levels, they're learning really about some catechesis. They're learning some of the basic tenets of the faith. And, you know, those are often lost when we don't have appropriate faith formation. And so this is exciting because our Episcopal moderator, Bishop Connolly, out of the Diocese of Lincoln, is sort of carrying the torch for these medals to be approved through the magisterium. And we're really excited to see what all is going to happen with these faith awards. But for now, American Heritage Girls are earning the National Federation of Catholic Youth Ministry Awards as well. And so there's lots of opportunity. The Marian Award or the Spirit of Life Award, which are all ones that you may be very well familiar with, mm-hmm. that have been associated with scouting for many years.
Mm. That's just beautiful. It's amazing. It's exciting how God has really blessed this and grown the vision, grown the opportunities and the connections that you have. Now, what about outdoor life? Is that part of the American Heritage Girls? That's something that was always associated with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, the outdoors aspect of
you
the
betcha.
Scouting.
You betcha. The girls love it. You know, we interview the girls or have an evaluation every year. Number one is building friendships. Number two is always outdoor camping. They love that about American Heritage Girls, and that is not a lost art for us. Matter of fact, our very first badges were around the outdoors, and the girls love to camp. They camp all over the place, and although we don't own camps, nor do we want to own camps, we rent camps from various dioceses as well as Christian camps all over the country, as well as even the national park system. So there's lots of opportunity, and our leaders love to camp. So that's an important piece. And, you know, memories are really woven there. I think that's when you think about scouting, that's really what you think about, that camp out and perhaps that rainy camp out, which happens to me all the time.
Absolutely. I'll never forget our son went on a camp out with he tried a scout troop when he was a kid and had terrible, terrible weather. And he was one of the few kids who came back not sick because in the middle of the night, he got up and spent the night in the concrete restroom that was part of the campsite.
Now, that's called be resourceful.
That's
I like
right.
that.
Right. Well, Patty, we've just got a couple of minutes left on our program. You've told us so much about your vision, the mission, the beautiful flowering of American Heritage Girls. Is there anything that you'd like to add or say to our listeners from your heart about this mission?
Absolutely. You know, this mission has been much more than I ever dreamt of. And, you know, I think it's because God is in it.
Absolutely.
I just simply thought this would be a little club just for a few years. But here what the Lord is doing is not only bringing girls and community with Him, but also the ladies, the gentlemen that are being part of a volunteer corps, they are also being blessed. And the Lord is really revealing all kinds of things to us on how we can grow and be closer to Him, and also how we can serve our communities and our parishes better because we're learning leadership skills through American Heritage Girls. This is definitely a program that is blessing upon blessing, and that I believe that if a parish or a mom or a dad wants to start something like this in their local community, it's really going to have an impact, not just for today, but for eternity.
Absolutely, for generations and for eternity. Well, thank you again, Patty, for being our guest. I want to mention your website again, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. For those of you who are listening who'd like to know more about it, would like to see, you can, I understand there's a opportunity there. You put in your zip code, find out what chapters or troops are close by. I'm sure you accept email addresses. People can get information. So check it out, a beautiful alternative and a godly vision and mission. Thank you again, Patty, for being our guest. And you're listening to AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with archives at stgabrielradio.com. Our program is broadcast every Monday at 12:30 and again on Sundays at 2 o'clock. So please join us again to strengthen our families and make them sanctuaries of life as God intended.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Marianne Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com. Veni, Sancti.